Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Irvin and Gloria Melulaney from Coyote Hill Farm in Bernardston. First off, where does the name come from? A lot of coyotes?
Oh, yes. We named it because we have a little hill, a little knoll, and they used to congregate up there and howl. Still around.
Every once in a while when I wake up early in the morning in my neighborhood in Turner's Falls, I can hear the coyote out by the Connecticut River. So it's kind of a haunting
scene.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard that means they've made a kill.
Yeah, when they all yip together, it's usually party time.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Or it's after the Pats game, something like that.
That's right, exactly. Or maybe after they've rummaged through your fruits and vegetables.
They're very quiet when they do that.
They love the pears, and every year they come when the pears get ripe, and they harvest about from 4 feet high down.
They wait till they fall on the ground, and then they start to ferment, and then they have a real wild sort of after Super Bowl party. So this is all your, both of your second careers. You didn't grow up farming. What were you doing before farming?
We were both in the medical fields in Boston. I worked at Harvard Medical School in a lab, and Gloria worked at Brigham and Women in a lab.
One of the first merger examples we have.
Yes.
So what? That seems like a very specific, highly scientific field. What makes you leave the world of medicine and come to the world of farming?
Well, I always wanted to be a farmer. When I was 14, I started working at a dairy farm in Monterey, Massachusetts, and I wanted to be a farmer, but it wasn't until I was 55 that I had a chance.
So did you go through your whole career in medicine and then retire as a farmer? Or did you leave because you just had it with
medicine? No. It took that long. First of all, we bought the land in 79 when it was affordable. It was all woods. We cleared it, and then we built our own house, and we built our passive solar greenhouse. Everything was ready in 2003 when we started coming out and farming.
So this was the long-term plan
Long-term plan. And so, a big dream.
Anything that you can learn, take from the world of medicine and research in a laboratory that you then take to the farm where you're growing fruits and veggies?
I don't know.
Observation. I would say that's the only thing. You have to watch yourself.
And you have to watch for bacteria and fungi.
Yeah, right. So you could always bring it back into your lab, you know, your home lab, and run tests on it and stuff like that.
So you went from having this dream for years and years, and now it's your reality. And how does it match up to the dream?
We just love it. It's great life. I wish more people could do it. 2% of the American population are farmers. It should be more like 50% because it's a great career.
You mentioned the pears on the farm. What else do you have?
We have apples, pears, peaches, and plums. We have about 100 trees. And apples are very hard to grow organically, but we give it a try. And then we have an acre of vegetables, and Gloria has a lot of flowers.
What'd you bring for?
You brought a bribe?
Oh, we brought a bribe.
Monty's brought a bribe for this week.
So we just read... Napa cabbage is on the top of the list of superfoods.
More nutritious than kale.
There is an anti-kale movement in
China. No. We were surprised ourselves.
Irvin and Gloria from Coyote Hill in Bernardston, there's like a foot and a half of snow on the ground in most places right now. So you're probably not growing all that much right now. Or are you?
Well, we do have a big greenhouse. It's 80 feet by 25 feet. And it's a passive solar design, so it doesn't freeze. Our greens that you just ate came from there. And we have, on top of that, we have a hoop house.
Not on top, the side, right?
Side. It doesn't freeze in our greenhouse. And so.
And the hoop house will freeze?
And the hoop house freezes, right? Yeah. It's only like 10 degrees warmer.
Irvin and Gloria from Coyote Hill in Bernardston taking the stuff from their greenhouse, and whatever they can get out of the hoop house that is freezes over will be at the Greenfield Winter Market, which this next time will be on February 21st, and it's also CESA's Winter Fair at the Greenfield Winter Market. This is the epicenter of the whole winter farmers market movement in Greenfield. It used to be the one small farmer oasis I would get a year, and now it's so nice that you can go every week and have that experience. Irvin and Gloria from Coyote Hill and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.